Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Pneumaticos. I'm your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this morning's episode is entitled, When You Are Tired of Being Tired. God gives courage to keep on keeping on. I'm going to be reading from Psalm 57, and I will begin reading at verse 1. Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy on me. For in you my soul takes refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow or shade of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to you, God Most High, to God, who fulfills his purpose for me. He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I lie among ravenous men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path. But they have fallen into it themselves. My heart, my lid, is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul, awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I love that part of the verse. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples, for great is your love, reaching to the Shamayim, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Psalm 57 is termed a midtum of David. It is a technical musical term, an ancient Hebrew technical music term that we do not completely understand. And the superscription reads, for the director of music, for the tune of Do Not Destroy. And this is the miktam of David, when he had fled from Saul into the cave. Mera is the term for cave, the cave of Adullam. The name Adullam means refuge. And so the background of this particular psalm and of Psalm 142 is David's attempt to protect himself or to protect his life from King Saul. who relentlessly pursued David in order to destroy him. For 13 years, David, for 13 years, David had to flee the mad King Saul. And so we have the background, David's spiritual struggle. And David fled to the cave or to the mirror in order to find refuge. And in Psalm 57, we have the details of what was going on in David's life, what was going on in his thinking, what spiritual challenge he faced. And what spiritual challenge, or what his spiritual challenges taught him about himself and about Yahweh Elohim. Notice verse 1. Have mercy. Some versions read, be merciful. But in my version it reads, have mercy, kana. Have mercy on me, O Elohim. Have mercy on me. And so we see in the repetition of David's cry, we see that which is pitiable. And we get something of the depth of that which has taken hold and taken fast David's heart. Have mercy. And so he wants God to show favor. Oh God, have mercy, or show favor on me, O Elohim. This, the name of God that is listed, this particular name, Elohim, means the strong one of authority. The strong one of authority. And in ancient Hebrew pictograms, the head of an ox or a bull represents the strong one of authority, along with the shepherd's staff. And so these two pictures, that of the bull or ox and shepherd's staff, speaks of the strong one of authority. So David is addressing Elohim, and David wants mercy. And this is it. So we have a very powerful picture here. David was tired. His spiritual warfare made him weary. As one brother so aptly stated, there are times when believers, or the believing ones, are engaged in spiritual warfare, and then there are times when we ourselves are the battleground. And that is the case here. David's own heart is the battleground of spiritual warfare, and he is weary. He has fled his king. He's being chased relentlessly by the king. And so he flees to the cave of Adullam for refuge. But David would later understand that he can can never find a refuge that is a physical refuge, that is one of his own devising, one that comes from his own understanding. He will never be able to find a refuge that will satisfy. David will later come to terms with understanding that only in Yahweh can he find refuge. Yahweh, Elohim, was David's true and only Abdullah. So it is with us. You and I live in a time in which all life, all behavior, all actions have been politicized. We live in a highly charged political environment. We live in a time in which people are fed on a diet of trivialized non-information or disinformation, and every action is politicized. We are being pursued and this is a time for you and I to seek Yahweh Elohim as our refuge. Because what has been deliberately placed in our lives, as you well know, are endless cycles of distresses that pile distress upon distress, keeping us in a highly charged and anxious spiritual state. The environment in which we live creates spiritual hyperarousal. It is deliberately done. Well, we cannot anticipate what the next attack upon the spiritual life will be. Let me tell you that God sees and God knows. So the distresses are designed to make us tired. And on top of that, we have the stresses of work and the stresses of home. We have to make a living. We have to provide for our loved ones. So we find little time to create a spiritual oasis where we can retreat and reclaim ourselves in this environment. Hence, there are those of us who grow tired of being tired. And there is a temptation from the enemy who visits us in our weakness. I want you to know that the devil, the diabolos, and the name means one who divides people for no reason, comes along when we are at our weakest. And Paul tells us that we are to be careful not to give a not to give the enemy a base of operation in our lives. Because he looks for a weakness. He looks for an opening. He looks for a breach in the spiritual wall. He looks for a weakening. Have to be aware of the enemy's tactics. We have to be aware of his methods, or methodia, as we have it in the Greek. Paul says that we are to be alert warriors so that we will be aware, so that we can withstand the fiery arrows of the wicked one. What David is speaking about here is true spiritual warfare. And you at this point, or at this time, may not feel very spiritual. You may feel emotionally disconnected from yourself, or you may feel emotionally wiped out or tired. And let me say that this is where you need to sit back, catch our breaths, so that we can have a change of attitude. There comes a time when we are faced with being tired of being tired, that we need attitudinal healing. We do not need a negative attitude to help us feel worse. We need attitude of people so that God can begin to move us out of our dogged spiritual fog. David writes, I will take refuge in the shade of your wings until the ruin has passed. I cry out, verse 2, to God Most High, to God who fulfills or who brings to an end his purpose for me. The Greek word for end is telos, T-L-O-S, telos. God has a telos for that which he brings into our lives. God has a reason for bringing in those things, the challenges, so that we will learn healthy dependence upon him. Now, this is not codependency, but a healthy dependency upon God. The book of Proverbs teaches this healthy dependency upon the person of God. In Proverbs 3:5, it reads, trust in the Lord with all your lead or heart. Lean not on your own understanding. And so, trust, which is a verb, is thrown at the front of the sentence. Trust in the Yahweh. Batah. Batah. The verb trust here in Hebrew means to throw one down upon his face and to lie extended upon the ground. It is a concrete word picture. To throw oneself upon his face and lie extended upon the ground. Very graphic, very powerful. This is the meaning of the word trust. And lean not, the verb lean means to support oneself. And lean not on your own understanding or mental faculty. So David speaks to those who find themselves in spiritual or in the midst of a spiritual trial. So in verse 1, David states, I will take refuge in the shadow or in the shade of your wings until the disaster or the ruin has passed. Verse 3, he sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends his love and faithfulness. Or in verse 3, more accurately, he will shame him who crushes me. He will shame him who crushes me. God sends his love and his faithfulness. In Hebrew, the word faith or belief is an abstract Western word, but we have the word faith, and the term faith itself is not found in the Old Testament. What we do have is the word aman, A-M-A-N. And aman refers to a stake or a tent stake that is used to help to support a large tent. And so aman means the taking of God as his word as true. This is an act of amuna or faithfulness. So David in verse 4 states, I am in the midst of lions, a powerful one. I am among those set on fire, more literally, or those who are aflame, or the burning ones, men whose teeth are spears and arrows. Think about the imagery. Think about our days. Think about our time. And whose tongues are sharp swords. Think for a moment about the powerful imagery. I'm in the midst of lions. What we call king of beasts. Think about those, I am among those that are lions. Men whose teeth are spears and arrows. Whose tongues are sharp swords. David is not in the place of what we would call a spiritual comfort zone. This type of pressure upon the soul can create anxiety, can make an individual withdraw into himself or herself when overwhelmed by external stimuli. Because there are things that come about in the spiritual life which begs understanding, which beggars, I should say, our ability to understand the why. We look for a why. We look for a reason, believing or hoping that if we can find a reason for the present trial, if we can make sense of what is going on, then we can figure out a way of escape. there was no way of escape, that David fled anyway. He fled to Adullam, believing this to be his place of safety. But yet we see he learned in verse 1 that the place of safety is in the shade of the wings of Yahweh until the disaster has passed. He goes on in verse 5 and states, "Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all of the earth. They spread, or they have prepared a net for my feet. I am bowed down in distress, or I am bowed down, I am weighed down in suffering, and I am tired." So, this type of spiritual suffering, and it is spiritual, creates anxiety. It creates and augments a hyperarousal state. It creates depression. It creates fear. And it can create, and often does create, spiritual grief. David says, verse 6, "They spread a net for my feet. They have prepared a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress." He writes, "I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path." But notice that then David states, "But they have fallen into it themselves." And the Old Testament is wonderful in that there are certain words that communicate to their suffix that whatsoever one sows, that shall he also reap. Whatsoever one sows, that shall he also reap. David states, verse 7, "My heart is steadfast, O God." My heart is steadfast. In verse 1, David says, "Have mercy, have mercy." And in this verse, verse 7, David says, "My heart is steadfast. My heart, I will sing and make music." Paul, after speaking about his cave experience, how is it that David can speak about singing and making music to the Lord? Well, he can do so because David has experienced deliverance of God. And God has infused his heart with courage. God has delivered David from himself. And God has prepared for David a song of deliverance in his heart. Beloved, this morning, if you need God, you are tired of being tired, God is there to bless you and to carry you. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.